You're not my boyfriend. I don't want a boyfriend.
In 2002, North Carolina singer Tift Merritt's debut CD, Bramble Rose, received enormous critical acclaim. It showed up on several lists of top favorites for the year. The music was firmly in the realm of alternative country. Her new CD, Tambourine, still has a hefty dose of those roots, but also branches out to blues, rock, pop, even some Memphis soul on this tune, Good Hearted Man. And I can't find nothing, feel so fine as loving a good hearted man. Oh, it can soothe me, free me. Oh, I'm gonna marry that good hearted man. With a voice like this, it's no surprise that Tift Merritt counts powerful singers like Aretha Franklin, Dusty Springfield, and Emmylou Harris as influences. Speaking to us between tour dates from member station KUOW in Seattle, Tift Merritt told us she wanted to set this CD apart from her somewhat quieter debut disc.
I really wanted to write a CD that would be soulful and genuine in a way that was not quiet and introspective, that was very free and strong and open. And I think a lot of great songwriters like Carole King or Van Morrison bring that to songwriting. I mean, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman is the most intimate song, yet it's also a tower of strength. And I wanted to try and go for that. So trading in that hard-headed kid for a woman I can give to him. And it ain't
calling this new CD a rock soul throwdown. What does that mean?
Well, I think it comes from our live shows. I've always loved to play live, and I wanted this CD to have the sense of joy and abandon that I have felt playing live.
And a throwdown is what in terms of joy and abandon?
A throwdown? I think it's somewhere between church and a great party on a Saturday night, maybe. I can't keep quiet. Oh, I can't hide. I want to shout and sing and shine, shine, shine. I am your tambourine. I am your tambourine.
Now, you were born in Houston. You grew up in North Carolina, and mm-hmm. It was your dad who encouraged you to get into music?
Both of my parents were very supportive of me saying whatever was on my mind. My mother was a very avid reader, someone who loved words. And my father was something of a Saturday musician. On Saturdays when he wasn't working, he would sit at the piano and play by ear, or he would play guitar and harmonica and sing Bob Dylan songs. And he would call me in to sing harmony with him.
And did he actually teach you to play the guitar?
He did. He showed me four chords, and he told me that I would not need any other chords, that I could play any song in the world with the four chords he showed me.
Was he right?
I think he probably was. I managed to learn maybe two or three more chords, but he told me I really didn't need to bother with the rest. Write my ticket.
Is there one particular cut on this CD that you feel conveys your style the most?
That's a hard question to answer, because I think that limiting yourself to one style or one genre or one feeling, it's not really where I want to be as a writer. You know, I have a lot of moods. I have a lot of sides.
Was there a magical moment in the studio?
Let's see. Yes, there was a huge magical moment in the studio, which was when the choir came in and sang on Shadow in the Way. That was really amazing. That was a big day.
It seems that most musicians looking for stardom head for New York or Nashville or Los Angeles. And mm-hmm. you did record the CD in L.A., but you consider yourself a North Carolina artist, correct?
Yeah, I am. I am very much a North Carolina artist. And, you know, I love New York City and I love L.A., but I got really great advice from someone when I was younger, which was, don't go to find your art in the city. Take your art to the city when it's ready. And that really rang true to me. I my band is mostly from North Carolina. My family is in North Carolina. My hometown fans are in North Carolina. And it's just really become a family that's not easy to walk away from.
You once cited Eudora Welty as a role model. How so?
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Well, I'm a fan of her stories and of her photographs. And I always have respected that she lived in the same town where she grew up and never ran out of things to write about. And as a writer, I think it's really important to look past maybe the dramas that are easily available to us and really look at plain, ordinary things and find a lot more complexity than you think, and I think that takes some time. The plainest thing, the plainest thing, a walk right by it, it's just the plainest thing. Sun hits the floor.
You are living now on the North Carolina coast.
Yes, I am.
Did the move to the beach help your creative process?
It did. Well, I was living in a really small space, and I started looking for an office. You know, I think it's, or a studio space for myself where I could go and write this next record, and I couldn't find anywhere where I could bang on my piano at all hours of the day. And I ended up finding this very tiny one-room little surf shack on the North Carolina coast that a friend of mine owned. And I thought I would just go and live there for a few months and finish this record. That was about a year and a half ago, and I've learned to surf, and I have a really great place to write.
After having had a successful first CD, do you feel a certain amount of commercial pressure when it comes to recording and marketing your second CD?
Well, you know, the thing about that is that I just don't think anybody can put more pressure on me than I put on myself. I want to be a writer and a singer that I respect. And usually that bar is a lot higher than anything else. So that's what I adhere to.
And does being at the ocean help temper that pressure?
Well, you know, the moon and the tide certainly put things in perspective.
Tift Merritt, her new CD, Tambourine, is on Lost Highway Records. She joined us from the studios of member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Tift Merritt plays tonight at the House of Blues in West Hollywood, California, and later this week in Nashville. There's more information and audio from the new CD on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Sheila Kast.